In our previous shiur, we had begun to discuss the halacha of Emor Askenas HaShelek. We had quoted the opinions of the Rishonim, why Risuk Shelek Ubarid is Osir B'Shabbos. And we had also quoted the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Shin Chof, which quotes our Gemara. And also the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, and Simen Shin Yudches Sif Tezayin, which also speaks about the case of our Gemara of causing something to melt, with the Shulchan Aruch there having similar opinion to what he has in our in Simen Shin Chof, but Ramah taking a stricter approach about causing something to liquefy, to melt on Shabbos. And the Panim Meiris and other Mepharshim ask an obvious question. When we learn the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Shin Chof, the Ramah doesn't make any comment on the opinion of Shulchan Aruch and doesn't quote the opinion of Sefer Trumas. He follows the opinion of the Rajbah and the Ram. Whereas in Simen Shin Yudches, when he's speaking about the food next to the fire, that's when he quotes the opinion of the Sefer HaTrumas. And he therefore asked the obvious question, why doesn't the Ramah make a similar comment in Simen Shin Chof as he does in Simen Shin Yudches? And the Panim Meiris has a very interesting approach. His approach is that there's a difference between food that you want to melt or ice that you want to melt. And he says that where is the Ramah Machmer? The Ramah is only Machmer on food, because the Ramah's opinion will be that a food that's a solid and a food that's a liquid, that's two different foods. And therefore, taking the approach of the Sefer Truma, or as we explained in our previous year, it's actually probably Rashi's approach as well, that there we have a problem of Noilad. But when we speak about ice that's solid, or then it liquefies into water, there the Ramah will agree that's really the same entity. So the issue is not an Isser of Noilad, because you really didn't create anything new when you speak about ice or ice to water. But rather what is the issue is a whole different issue. And that is the issue of a Meraskin, that you, like the Rajbah and the Ram teach us, that we're now allowed to crush that ice, because crushing the ice is similar to Schita, which is, as we said earlier, the subject discussed in Simen Shin Chof. And therefore, when we speak about ice and water, the Ramah is completely in agreement with the Shulchan Aruch. Only in Simen Shin Yudches, when we speak about food, that's where the Ramah will say that not only must we be concerned for the opinion of the Rajbah and the Ram, for the opinion of Schita, we also have to be concerned about Noilad, and as we explained in the previous year, what does Noilad mean? And therefore, there are many issues and shilas that come up. The Panim Meiris, as we just said now, is differentiating between where you started with a food that turns into a liquid versus a liquid, something that was originally a liquid like ice and then solidified, froze, and then now becomes, and now you crush, you want to make into liquid. The entire issue is only the crushing, nothing else. Very often, on Shabbos, people have food in the freezer. And they want to take that food out of the freezer. We'll speak in Mitzvah Shem later about putting food into the freezer. But now we're going to discuss, Be'ezer Hashem, taking food out of the freezer. And a very common food that's taken out of the freezer is milk. And the question is milk, how does the halacha look at milk? Does the halacha look at milk like a food that you're not allowed to, according to Ramah, put next to a fire to liquefy? Or does the halacha look at milk like ice, that as long as you don't actually crush it, as the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Shin Yud Ches, you can liquefy it? So the Paiskim say that there's actually a Mishnah, Masechta Taharis, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. It's beautiful how the entire Torah is connected, how a Mishnah and Seder Taharis and Masechta Taharis can help us understand Hilchos Shabbos, that says the milk, when it's liquid, is treated like a mashka, and milk, when it's solid, is treated like a food as far as Hilchos Tumah concerned. And actually, the Mishnah Berurah in Simen Kuf Nun Ches, Sif Katan Yudalit, also says this, that it's talking about the halacha of Tibula B'mashka, that we know the halacha is that before you eat something that you're going to dip into a liquid, you have to wash your hands. And the question is, if you're dipping food into milk, is the milk considered like an oichel, or is the milk considered like a mashka? Says the Mishnah Berurah, along the lines of that Mishnah, Masechta Taharis, that when the milk is solid, it's considered a food, and when the milk is a liquid, it's considered like a mashka. So clearly what we see from here, that milk, there's a difference in milk from when it's a solid to when it's a liquid, and therefore the din of milk will be the same as the halacha is in Siman Shin Yud Ches, that according to Ramah, l'chatchila, if you need to take milk out of the freezer, you may not put the milk next to the fire to thaw out, because the Ramah says you're not allowed to put a solid food next to a fire to thaw out if it's going to look different. It's going to look, till now it was a solid, now it's a liquid. You could leave it, however, on the table, on the counter, and let it thaw out by itself, because as we explained in the previous year, if you don't do an active act of causing it to thaw out, that wouldn't be awesome. On the other hand, to take a piece of meat out of the freezer, which is the subject the Ramah discusses, and put it next to the fire. So again, depend on what it will look like. If you have meat cooked with a gravy, but the gravy isn't such a significant amount, then the halacha would be that it's mutter. On the other hand, if you're going to have a lot of sauce, that would probably be awesome. However, the Shmirah Shabbos Kolchasai in Perek Aleph Ha'ora Kuf Tes says that fish sauce would be treated differently. He says since fish sauce, when it's in the refrigerator, it becomes like a gel. And when it's taken out of the fridge at room temperature, it's like a liquid. He says when we speak about that kind of food, it's not like it's going from a solid to a liquid. It's just different degrees of gel. And he says, people don't really aren't that particular that they only want to eat it when it's a liquid, or they only want to eat it when it's solid. Milk, people only drink milk when it's a liquid. On the other hand, fish sauce, people aren't that particular, and therefore he's more lenient with fish sauce, that you could take it out of the fridge and even put it next to the fire to thaw out. What would be the halacha, based on the Gemaras we're learning, to put ice into a bowl and let the ice melt? So if we follow the approach of the Rashba and the Ran, which it's the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Shin Yud Ches, even if the ice is not put into a bowl with other water in it, it wouldn't make a difference. Because when you're taking the ice and just putting it into the bowl, you're not doing any active crushing. And according to the Rashba, the entire Isser is doing an act of crushing, which looks like schita. Whereas according to Rashi, the halacha is that it would be Isser unless you had water or another liquid in that bowl before. The Paiskim take a lenient approach to the following question. You take a thing of ice out of the fridge, out of the freezer, and it's frozen solid, and you want to get the ice cubes out of that case in which they're kept. Are you allowed to pour water, put that ice case under the faucet, and have water run on it, that you should be able to get the ice out of that ice thing? And the price can take a lenient approach. Because if we're learning that the issur is to crush ice, to cause that the ice should turn into water, that's usur. Here I'm not crushing the ice. I'm just having water run on the ice. And even if by doing that, some of that ice melts, so they say certainly according to the Rashi and Ran, it would be mutter, because I didn't do an act of crushing ice, of melting ice. And even according to Rashi, that takes the approach that I'm not allowed to create something new on Shabbos, I'm not really, this insignificant amount of water that maybe the ice turns into is not really something new. Because I started with ice and I end with ice. It's not like the entire ice transformed from a solid into a liquid, and therefore I could be lenient. But the question that comes up as we discuss these halachas is, what would be the halacha if I have sugar in a cup and I pour hot water? I'm making a coffee, I'm making a tea on Shabbos, and I put sugar into that coffee, and now I pour hot water. So I'm doing that, is that considered that I'm melting the sugar, and therefore on Shabbos, of course, as we're learning, one is not allowed to cause a solid. You're not allowed to actively make a solid into a liquid. There are paiskim that take a strict approach to this question, and it would be usur both according here. It certainly would be usur according to the Rashba, because the Rashba says that doing anything that makes a solid into a liquid is usur, and here I'm making the solid into the liquid. And even according to Rashi, it's certainly usur, because I'm not allowed to create something actively from one entity into another entity, from a solid into a liquid. However, the Paiskim discussed this question. The Chaya Adam says that it's mutter. The Chai Adam says that even after the sugar is melted, the fact that the sugar was in a powdery form when you put it into the cup, and now after you pour the hot water on it, it becomes part of the liquid, that really isn't considered a change of the sugar. And in fact, it's important to even perhaps quote a Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan suggests, he doesn't say this lahalocha, but the Aruch HaShulchan suggests that when we speak in our Gemara of crushing ice, he says it's not ice. It's only sheleg and borod. And that's, if you look in the Gemara, the words of the Gemara are sheleg and borod. The Gemara doesn't discuss ice, doesn't say kerach. He says ice is really hard water. And therefore, making ice into water is not considered tzchita, it's not considered a new entity. Because ice and water are really one and the same. He says that when the Gemara discusses, our Gemara, he says, is discussing specifically Shelag and Barad. Shelag and Barad, he says, were never originally water. They came down as snow and as hail. That's why making Shelag or Barad into ice, into water, is also. But ice itself may be mutter. If we follow that approach, which is clearly something that the Chaya Adam is considering, so sugar is sugar. The fact that it was in a powdery form when I put it into the cup, and now I pour hot water on it, and it's part of that liquid, doesn't really change it. And therefore, the Chaya Adam and many Paiskim take a lenient approach. The Aruch HaShulchan says another Svara, which is a very bechidish, and the Paiskim don't understand what it has to do with our Gemara, but he says that sugar was cooked before, and therefore there's an issue of Ein Bishel Acha Bishel. But the Paiskim have a very hard time understanding what this has to do with Bishel Acha Bishel, because now we're not learning Hilchas Bishel, we're learning Hilchas Schita, we're learning Hilchas Mailed, we're not learning Hilchas Bishel. And therefore the Paiskim say that it would, those Paiskim hold its mutter. However, in order to avoid any problem, what would be better is instead of having the sugar in the cup and then pouring the hot water on the sugar, it would be better to put the hot water in the cup and then put the sugar into the cup. So Bishel, as the Aruch HaShulchan just told us, wouldn't be a concern because Ein Bishel Acha Bishel. And we're not liquefying the sugar, we're putting the sugar into a liquid, and perhaps that would be better. And that's why the Paiskim say that if you have liquid soap on Shabbos, there is no concern of pouring liquid soap into water, because it's a liquid till now, and now it remains a liquid. So the issue of soap would be more of a concern on a bar of soap versus a liquid soap. Certainly, Seder Paiskim, if one takes out ice cream from the freezer and it melts, you're allowed to eat that ice cream. Certainly, if you didn't put it next to the fire, according to all of the opinions that we've been learning in today's shiur, it would be mutter, because I didn't actively change the ice cream into a liquid. Furthermore, I don't have any gain by having it as a liquid, and I didn't put it next to the fire. So according to all the opinions, and certainly it seems that ice cream when it's solid and ice cream when it's a liquid is really one and the same, and therefore the halacha would be that that is perfectly mutter, especially if you just put the ice cream and you leave it on the table or on the counter because it's hard and you want to let it thaw out so it should be easier to scoop or to eat, it would be 100% mutter. The question that comes up as we discuss these halachas is, what about shoveling or putting salt on snow on Shabbos? So the Paiskim, based on the Gemaras that we've been learning, take a lenient approach regarding putting salt on snow or on ice on Shabbos. And the reason, one, they certainly, we need to try to find a reason to be makel, because it's a situation of sakana, to chas v'shalom slip. And we look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Shin Chof, Sif Yud Gimel, he says, Dorach Dairis Shalit Baraglov, one could walk on snow, ve'ein achoshish. And the Mishnah Berurah says, V'afim ha'shalit n'muach v'zov ayidei zeh, you're walking in the snow, you cause the snow to melt, less limbo, there is no concern. The kivin, the end is kavin lezeh. You don't intend to make it into a liquid. But task also, kivin the dovishi efshli zaba, it's also, the task says you have to, it's impossible not to walk like Ozrobay. So some say that according to the task, you would not be allowed to walk in a place where you don't have to worry about slipping, because you already have an opportunity. But according to the why we're learning, the Issa is Risik B'Yadayim. And what does the Rajba say? What are we learning is the Issa of Risik B'Yadayim? That you're not allowed to take the snow, you're not allowed to take the ice and make it into water. When you pour salt on ice, you're not crushing the ice. You're making it easier for the ice to melt. And therefore, it would be mutter. That, and I saw the Shar Mitzvah B'Alocha, in Simon Pei Ches Sif Cotton Dalid says that it's not considered Risik B'Yadayim. He compares it to the case that we've been discussing of just putting your food out on the table, that it's going to thaw out, and therefore he's Mekel, and he even says that even if it's going to perhaps flow to a place where it's going to go to a place where it may go with its growth, and it may cause growing in Shabbos, it's a Dov Sheni Meskavin, and it didn't happen immediately, and therefore it's certainly not considered a Psik Reisha, and it would be Mutter. Some Paiskim take this Heter a step further, and they say that you could even, when a place where there's an Erev, so there's no issue of carrying, be allowed to shovel snow and ice on Shabbos. And again, we need to pay attention that when we speak to the Shaila, we're trying to find a reason to be makel, because there's a question of sakana that people shouldn't chas v'shalom slip as they walk on the snow and the ice. And the Paiskim say that the shovel is not considered muksa, even if you consider shovel muksa, it's a kli shemalakta l'asr, but a kli shemalakta l'isr, l'tzarech gufay u'mekaymay, is mutter, and this is the tzarech gufay, to you carry the snow, and therefore it would be mutter. However, the way we're learning, it may be more of an issue. Because why did we say you're allowed to put salt on ice? You're allowed to put salt on ice and snow, because that's not an actual act that you're doing with the snow itself to crush it. When you pick up the snow, when you pick up the ice or the snow with your shovel, so that is somewhat of an act of risuk. But the Paiskim are still lenient in such a situation. And their thinking for being lenient in such a situation is because when you crush ice, you're crushing all of your ice into a liquid. Here, when you're picking up snow from the ground, even if through that act, some of the snow liquefies, most of the snow doesn't liquefy. So it's very similar to what we discussed, and Ramah and all the Nisa Kailim seem to say this, that even if you're not allowed to put a food next to the fire to liquefy from an ice to a liquid, that's only if you're going to have a significant amount of gravy, a significant amount of liquid. But if you're just going to have a little amount of liquid, that isn't considered that you're making it into a liquid. Here too, if you're shoveling snow and you're going to be left with a little liquid, that isn't considered an act of liquefaction, of risuk. Risuk means that you take the entire item that you started with and you merasik it. So here, given the issue that we want to keep everybody safe, the Paiskim can take a lenient opinion that you may even perhaps be allowed to shovel snow on Shabbos where there is an Eruv.